Robot or not?
Robot or not?
Commander Data from Star Trek The Next Generation is an android. He's described as an android, which I think by our standards that we've discussed here, we would say Data is a robot. But I want to get some clarity on the concept of android and robot. Data is made to appear human. He's got hair. He's got skin, although, you know, they did a really great job with his brain. His skin is, they didn't do so good a job because it's all pale and weird. But he's described as an android. Are androids generally robots? Just a special case of robot? Special class?
Yeah, I don't know how we would define android. I'm trying to actually look it up to see what people think the definition is. But, like, my thinking of android is that all it means is that it's a robot that's trying to pass as a human. Or make people look like a human for the company, for the comfort of humans, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Data specifically, I've seen not as many Next Gen episodes as you have, although probably I've seen more than half of the series. And my recollection is that anytime Data's doing anything involving taking off his head, opening up little panels on his body or whatever, everything in there looks like just a bunch of wires and chips and stuff.
Yeah,
right?
He has no organic material. In fact, in Star Trek First Contact, which is really good, that is the Next Generation movie. That is the one. The Borg Queen tries to graft organic skin onto him in order to give him like organic sensation. And her, because the Borg, it's in the name, are cyborgs. They are organic parts augmented. She's trying to bring him across the bridge the other direction by tempting him with flesh. And it's really interesting because he has none. He is, you know, straight down the line, mechanical.
Yeah, and I have seen all the Star Trek movies. I just have forgotten almost all of them. They flee my mind. But I do remember that scene with
that's
a little
a good
square
one.
Flesh and like
she blows on the
whatever.
Skin, right?
Yep.
And the hairs stand on end. It's really good.
Yeah. So, Data's a robot. He's a little bit of a weird robot, but definitely a robot. He's entirely machine. It's intelligence. As far as I'm aware in the lore, his intelligence does not exist in other locations. Although it seems like it might be able to be copied, but if you did copy it, I would feel like what you would get in that situation, like, is that his intelligence is tied to that body, that he feels like that's him, right?
He's not in the computer, right? He's not in the computer. I don't even know if there's an episode where he transfers his intelligence.
Right, but like, you feel
else.
Like it could, because if it's purely robotic, like you feel like you could copy that data out or that stuff out into another location. But then if you did that, that intelligence would feel like put me back in my body because I am that robot. Whereas, you know, for example, HAL 9000 would not say put me back in the Discovery. It'd be like, whatever, what's my next ship? What am I going to do? You know?
Right. No, I think that's right. I think in the last Next Generation movie that there's an implication that happens because they spoilers for Star Trek Nemesis, which you shouldn't see because it's not very good. They find an early Data prototype that's kind of dumb. But there's an implication at the end of the movie because Data, I think, is destroyed in the climax of the movie that Data's backup has been restored to the other body.
And because it's identical to him, I guess he can get around. Was that the one with the really poorly rendered floating Klingon blood and zero G?
Nope, that was Star Trek VI.
They all kind of blend.
That's a better movie than
Star Trek.
Which
one was Nemesis? I've seen them all. So
that's the one with Tom Hardy.
You may know him as Bane, Batman.
Sorry, that was a Dark Knight reference there. Tom Hardy is Jean-Luc Picard's clone. That's been grown by the Remans, who are like the outlaw race in Romulan space. And there's a plot to destroy they destroy the Romulan Senate, and they're trying to set a trap for Picard because he's been they stole Picard's DNA and grew this clone of him. And then they find Data's prototype on this planet when they drive around in like a dune buggy.
I remember the second Data. Was this a Frakes joint?
No, this one was after the Frakes directed the previous movie, which wasn't very successful. So they got the guy who wrote Gladiator, and they got the guy who directed U.S. Marshals, the unsuccessful sequel to The Fugitive. So it was a recipe for disaster. And it does have a pretty cool end where the two ships actually collide, and there's just like massive damage and stuff. And that's how Data gets destroyed.
Look at the Wikipedia page. Troi is mentally attacked by Shinzon while she is having sexual intercourse with Riker.
Yeah. It was that kind of movie. Will Wheaton's right, in it for a good 30 seconds because Riker and Troy get married is what happens in that.
But this may be been a movie that I was in and out of while it was on
TV. Not, I've seen every Star Trek movie more than once except for two, Star Trek V and Star Trek Nemesis.
I've seen Star Trek V more than once.
but there is this robot that I think is called like B8 or something, but I think they wanted to call him B4 or B9 and they ended up not doing either. And that's
pun failure in the writer's room.
That's like the data duplicate proxy, and the idea there is that maybe Data's not dead after they wanted to do a Star Trek 2 kind of thing with killing Spock, except they never made any more movies because it turned out Star Trek's life was right on the razor's edge where they could make the bad even number or odd numbered movie, but then they had to make a really good even, and the first time they made a bad even numbered movie, that was it, they were over.
Reboot.
Yep.
Robot or not.